Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Leo Haviland is with us, folks. He's a new friend. Leo has a multi-decade career in the trading environment on Wall Street. He's worked for companies like Goldman Sachs and other institutions in research and sales. He's got a new book out called Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. And he's our new friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having me on your show. It's an honor.
Good to have you on the show, Leo. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on your book. One of the things that one of my mentors told me a long time ago, I think some things had been said among people that you know, as they used to say, somebody had said what another would say was them's fighting words. And he and I were talking about that, and I said, why do you think the other person got so upset? And he said to me, words matter.
That's an excellent point.
And it was very simple, but what this one person had said, those words landed so painfully, so sharply, so aggressively, that it ruined that relationship. Words matter, and they do, don't they?
Yes, and Wall Street embraces language from familiar and fascinating fields such as games, love, war, science, politics, and religion, and it uses American dream language and investment wordplay to attract and entertain and educate and persuade audiences on Main Street and Wall Street to act and stay there, and especially to buy stocks and bonds.
Right. And so are you saying that they use these words for their productive benefit, or they use those words to manipulate us?
Those two motives go hand in hand. Certainly they're in a service business where they're trying to help people to make money by going to Wall Street and help corporations and governments raise capital. But at the same time, their goal is to make money for themselves.
Well, and so, but this has been going on for a long time, hasn't it? I mean, this hasn't, as you point out in your book, I mean, the words that Wall Street uses to, and when you talk about Wall Street, you make it sound like it's a team, like it's an entity, it's an organism, it's the Borg, so to speak, and it's Wall Street, and you're either with them or you're against them. You kind of make it sound like that in your book. Did I get that right?
Well, I don't think that it's precisely accurate to say that. What I attempt to show is a diversity within Wall Street of voices, and the voices often compete in their viewpoints regarding how people should look at what's going on in Wall Street or any particular marketplace, like the stock marketplace. Certainly, we have both buyers and sellers, and although Wall Street is an institution, it's not monolithic.
Well, you use the term Wall Street though throughout your book, as if it were monolithic. I mean, am I missing that? I mean, you do that a lot, and I do too. I mean, I do the same thing, because I have to tell you, Leo, you probably don't know this, but my audience does. I've become a major Wall Street detractor. I have been now for several years. I've been saying now for at least 6 years that Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street, and I believe that. And Wall Street has gone from investor driven capitalism to management focused capitalism. We saw that recently with JP Morgan, right? And so I'm increasingly less tolerant of the manipulative words of Wall Street. What do you think?
There's certainly been in recent years some warnings that many on Wall Street have had excessive greed, have not engaged in traditional fair dealing, and that their self-interest has been excessive relative to others, where clients have often been a means to money. Also, to recall a remark by an oil trader to me, he said, Leo, all I ever asked for was an unfair advantage. Now, most people on Wall Street, Jim, I think, really try to do the best they can for clients. But in recent years, the warnings from some large institutions and how they're managing risk and the size of risk they're taking, suggesting that they would benefit from stronger risk management practices themselves and stronger supervision of them by others.
What do you think has caused Wall Street to head in that direction? Technology, a lack of the relationships are different these days than they were, say, 20 years ago. What do you think?
Relationships are somewhat different because of deregulation. We're not on a fixed commission basis anymore.
Right.
Also, the culture of trading has been valued, and throughout our society, there's probably more emphasis on shorter-run relationships, regardless of talk about long-run. So,
which is what I've been saying about Wall Street is become more about trading and less about investing.
Its bias is much more the here and now with earnings sooner rather than later. And if investing in many persons' mind is for a longer-term horizon, Wall Street probably emphasizes trading more in practice these
yeah.
days.
But see, what you just said is what I meant a minute ago when I said Wall Street is a cross-purpose with Main Street. Because on Main Street, we invest. We don't trade. We invest. We'll take a quick break. The book is called Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street, by Leo Haviland. It's a brand new book, and it's available wherever books are sold. We're going to talk some more about the language of Wall Street with Leo after these messages. Stay with us.
When I was a young boy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.